Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball four. Jacoby moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Jacoby moves to third. Willard moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Murray. Jacoby scores. Willard scores. Bernazard moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Gross applying the tag. Butler moves to second. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Tabler reaches third base with a triple. Butler scores. Franco scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Indians. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Carter reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. It's 6-1, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Murray, and towards Dower, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Dower moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall scores. Tabler moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Indians. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to third. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Willard reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Willard moves to third. 1 out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Tabler strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vukovich hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willard for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Don Osnow pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hall reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vukovich is walked intentionally. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Von Olin now pitching. Fritzy Connolly pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Tom Waddell now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Connolly moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Murray reaches second base with a double. Dwyer scores. Connolly scores. Ripken moves to third. It's Indians, 7, Orioles, 7. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn is walked intentionally. Rich Thompson now pitching. Dan Ford pinch hits for Larry Sheets. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Dan Ford. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Murray tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-7, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Fritzy Connolly now playing third base. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oss fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.